You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Here we go. This is Alex Pardo, and I'm coming at you with episode 733 here on the Flip Empire Show. And guys, I'm just going to hop right into it. This has been an incredible year so far on so many levels. And I share that not because everything has been positive and great and we're just winning in all these areas, but when you think back to the positions where your back is up against the wall, and when you choose to like come forward swinging and fighting and like pushing through the hardships, the challenges, whatever adversity you're faced with, like, and then you're able to like look back and reflect, you see how much better you are of a person and you see how much you were able to grow. And so if you're in a season right now where you're dealing with a lot of obstacles, hurdles, challenges, adversity, whatever you're dealing with that's a struggle, that's maybe not exactly how you wrote it up, have faith and confidence that in the very near future, you're going to be able to like hit the pause button, look back to reflect, and realize that you're going to grow so much during those moments of adversity. I was sharing with my daughter last week because she had her dance competition. And even though they gave her a medal, like she didn't place. And she was really, really disappointed. And the competition was pretty stiff at that solo tournament or that competition. And she was kind of dejected after. And these are golden, golden opportunities for us as parents to pour in to our children and share that. I explained to her that anybody who has ever accomplished anything in this world, whether it be dance, whether it be sports, life, business, school, whatever it is, I don't know one person who hasn't failed before they succeeded. At some point, life is going to smack you in the mouth. It's going to kick you in the stomach. You're going to get down, and it's about how you get up. And this podcast episode isn't meant to be motivation or anything like that, but it's so much of what our children go through relate to us as parents, as entrepreneurs. If you're not a parent, there's so much that we can learn from our children, and they're constantly speaking to us. And so I wanted to share that with you guys, because when I say that, hey, we're off to a great start, it's an incredible year, I want to be crystal clear. It doesn't mean that it's only been wins and triumphs and like no setbacks, no challenges, because that's not the case, right? In many ways, I'm on this journey along with you. I shared, if you've been following the podcast, especially the last month or so, you guys know that I've been putting out a lot more storage content, and I've had the privilege of working with some just incredible people who have made a significant investment in themselves to change their life, right? And to get involved with storage because of the fact that you can build wealth and generate cash flow and not have to build a big team with a lot of expenses and not have to work crazy hours around the clock in order to make it happen. I mean, it's such a great business for so many reasons, which I've outlined on some of the past episodes and will continue to outline because I haven't even touched on a variety of them. But it's so cool to see people win. I had a coaching call this morning as an example, and she was sharing with me how just a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, she didn't feel nearly as confident as she feels today. And I was sharing with her that the way that I'm structuring this one-on-one private coaching, it's all about achieving and stacking up small wins. Yes, we set the goal, and the singular goal of this coaching program is to help you get your first cash flowing storage deal without using any of your own money within 6 to 12 months. And while we set that target, we set the goal, and there's a lot of value and importance in doing that, the truth of the matter is that we can't control when we close a storage deal, but we can control our mindset, our thoughts, our actions, the things we do on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, and those are the small wins, right? And if you stack up enough of those small wins, they'll lead to the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. They'll lead to what it is that you're after. And so whether you're in storage or not, apply that framework, small wins, stack the small wins. And if you stack up enough of them, they'll lead to the big wins. It's no different than the food we put in our body. It's no different from getting to the gym on a consistent basis. It's no different from the deposits we make into the relationships, the people in our lives. If you invest and you plant seeds, eventually it's going to bear fruit. Now, the question is it the kind of fruit you want or is it not? So if you get nothing else out of this short but sweet podcast episode, make sure that you guys are approaching life on a day-to-day basis yes, you set the big target, you set the big win, the BHAG, the big, hairy, audacious goal, shoot for the moon, land for the stars, like all that good stuff, but make sure that you're focused on the micro, because the micro is what's going to lead to the macro. In other words, the small wins, stack up enough for them, it'll lead to the big wins. And speaking of, I use the word relationships. Last year, I was at a storage mastermind and I was asked to speak, and I spoke on how to raise the most valuable capital to grow your life and storage business. And it wasn't the kind of capital that most people were thinking I was going to talk about. Most people thought I was going to talk about how to raise private capital, how to raise money to buy storage deals. And while that's important, I can tell you what's significantly more important is relationship capital. And as an example of that, I am about to go, I should say we, myself and a good friend who's also a coaching client, we are about to go under contract on a new storage facility. More details to come in the future, but we're about to go under contract on a new storage facility. And the details of that deal aren't important at this point, although I will share with you how we got it and how it came to be. But the reason we're getting this deal over somebody else is because of the relationship that was built with the seller. Not just the relationship over the phone, which have been several conversations and phone calls, but the relationship that my partner was able to build face-to-face in person. There's a saying that says, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care, or something along those lines. And when you approach relationships with the right heart and with the right intention, it shows through. Now, yes, obviously, my partner was going out there to meet with this gentleman, just a super, super nice guy, very sharp. He's done well for himself. And he was just very gracious and spent some time with him, showed him the different facilities. And yes, obviously, we're interested in purchasing the deal and we're interested in seeing, just checking it out, what needs to be done, what condition is it in, how do the numbers look? Like, yes, we're there to on a fact-finding mission to verify a lot of things. But when you go with the heart and intention, whether it's you going after a deal, whether it's you launching a service, a product, a business, when you just seek to connect with people and you value the relationships, good things happen. Good things happen. And I was on the phone call with this gentleman this morning and I thanked him for his time. He spent almost the whole day with my partner. And, you know, and I shared with him, I said, that's one of the great things about the storage business is that it gives you the ability to connect with people in different parts of the country that you might not have otherwise connected with. And if you do it the right way, you can build meaningful relationships with people. And this is probably a guy that if everything works out and we get this deal closed, which I fully expect we will, that we will likely keep in touch and build a relationship and a friendship from this because of just the type of person he is and how we bonded and connected. And so again, apply that framework to whatever it is you're doing, whether you're in the coaching business, you're in the storage business, you're a real estate investor, fixer, flipper, fix and flipper, wholesaler, whatever you do, it doesn't matter. You're always in the relationship building a business. You are always in the relationship business. In fact, I truly, truly believe that the level of your success is going to be tied to the number of conversations you have with people. And to tie this episode and bring it full circle, if you have enough meaningful conversations with people, i.e. the small wins, and you stack up enough of those meaningful conversations, they'll turn into the big wins, i.e. the relationships, right? So I want to keep this episode short and sweet. In fact, I'm going to make more of a push and an effort to keep these episodes between 7 minutes to 30 minutes, even when I interview people, because I want to start to skip through any of the fluff, like the intros and the tell us about yourself. And I want to kind of get right into like the gold, the heart, the things that are meant to, the reason you come here, right? It's not to listen to my voice. It's what can you get out of this? You're investing your most valuable resource, which is your time, which you can never get back. And so I really want to just approach each and every podcast episode that I record with value. And value is what can you do with the information I just gave you? So what I want you to do with this information is I want you to apply those frameworks that I shared with you. I want you to think through how can I go out and build meaningful relationships with every single person I come in contact with. And by the way, I'm not saying that you're going to build meaningful relationship with everybody you come in contact with. I don't know that that's realistic. In fact, I would much rather you have the right small circle than a big circle that are just surface level relationships. And then with the focus on stacking the small wins, knowing that the micro actions will lead to the macro results, focus on the meaningful conversations that we're going to lead to impactful relationships. So guys, that's what I got for you on today's podcast episode. Just super excited about everything going on, the storage coaching that I'm involved in, the clients that are starting to see the small wins. And I know that's going to lead to the big wins, the storage deal we just got. And I haven't even shared some other things that I'll leave for another podcast episode. But if you guys need me, you know how to reach out to me. Thank you for plugging in. Make sure that you are subscribed to the show so that you're notified every single Monday morning when new episodes are released. And if you can go out and rate and review the show, that would be incredible. If not, that's fine too. Just continue to plug in here. Thank you so much, guys. I will connect with you on the next one. God bless. Take care. All right, my friend. I hope you enjoyed that Flip Empire episode and got a lot of value out of it. Make sure to check the show notes page for any resources that were mentioned. And speaking of resources, honestly, I don't think I've done the best job of sharing with you my top curated, highly recommended tools and resources that I use in my business or have used in my business. In some cases, these are affiliate relationships with people that I highly trust and respect. And I know these tools and resources can help you and your business go to the next level. And as an ethical bribe, if you decide to try out one of these resources using my link, I will go ahead and send you an unadvertised bonus. I'll send you something of high value. All you got to do is shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Go ahead and let me know that you tried out this resource, and however I can help you getting started with that, chances are that I know it very, very well and currently use it or have used it. So make sure to check that out, flipempire.com/resources. And if I can be of help or service to you in any way, just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and I will do anything I can for you. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you on the next show.